Welcome to today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Andy Murphy. The Aleutic Museum in Kodiak, Alaska is telling the story of 11 Alaska Native children taken from the area and shipped to the Carlisle Indian Boarding School more than a century ago. A new exhibition is part of ongoing work by the museum to document the boarding school experience and repatriate relatives who did not return home. Derek Shaya is the Director of Language and Living Culture at the Aleutic Museum and Archaeological Repository. He is from the Shunuk Tribe of Kodiak, and he says the exhibit called From Kodiak to Carlisle, Tracing Our Lost Students, explores the tragedy and resilience of the 11 children sent to Carlisle.
We'll learn about the lives of the two girls who most of our research focus on, that again is Anastasia Ashawak and Periscovia Abayukuk. And on the other wall is where we talk about the other students who were on that same journey in 1901. End that exhibit with talking about how boarding schools have affected our people and the lasting effects that boarding schools have had on our communities, but end on an upbeat note that, like, even though our people have gone through some really trying times in boarding schools and otherwise throughout the 18 and 1900s, that we're still here and we're still proud to be Native people, to be who we are and practice our traditions and everything like that.
The Alaska Native Heritage Center is also researching boarding school experiences in Alaska Native communities. Benjamin Jasek is the Director of Indigenous Research, and he's Denaina Dene and Sukbiak. He says researchers work to balance documentation and the need to honor the wishes of living relatives.
A big part of why we do it, repatriation, bring back our ancestors, our families, is for healing to occur for our peoples. And in doing research, we may get to the point of identifying an individual, but absolutely respecting the wishes of the living family members who may not have even known that their own family had been taken over to Carlisle.
Jasek hopes his and other researchers' work help fill the gap in information about boarding schools in Alaska. Neshe Andrew, who is Yupik and Inupiaq, is a researcher alongside Jasek. Her research uncovered an unexpected visual connection across the decades with one of the students.
I never enter an archive expecting to see my own ancestors in that archive. So seeing that photo of Tumasuk look like just a spitting image of my great-great-grandmother, that was incredibly special and really grounds me to this research and reminds me that we aren't researching something that's disconnected so greatly by time and space. It's really pretty close to us, which leads me to this feeling where I am just so enamored with all of the work that's been done.
The work happening at the Aleutic Museum and the Alaska Native Cultural Heritage Center are among the many ongoing efforts across the country. Another investigative project is overseen by History Colorado, where Philip Gover III is the organization's Senior Director of Tribal and Indigenous Engagement. The institution is following up on evidence that there may be a boarding school student cemetery at the Tiller Institute, once known as the Tiller Indian School.
We don't have a direct location, and we are doing ground penetrating radar work and work on the Department of Military and Veterans Association for Colorado, which has a veterans cemetery in the space that's directly east of the school buildings. Through support of the State Historic Fund, we're going to be doing some ground penetrating radar in a location there that hasn't been developed and maybe the next possible location. But we're doing several different layers beyond the looking for the cemetery. We're also conducting oral history throughout the state to make recommendations to the state legislature, the Department of Education and Higher Education, as to that connection from these historical damage that's done within our Native families to what's the modern context of how legislation and possible recommendations for the state on how to help support and hopefully move forward.
Gover, who is Pawnee and Choctaw, says in addition to work by History Colorado's staff and academic researchers, they are appealing to members of the public to uncover the truth about the Tiller Indian School. I'm Andy Murphy, and this is today's Voices.